This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. And as always, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, Structure Accountability Results, standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, June 28th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Hello, everybody. At Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. Thank you.
I like the Wizards polo. I don't know that I've seen that before.
Thank you. This is a gift from my wife. For, I think, Father's Day? I'm pretty sure.
You're a pretty easy mark for your kids and your wife. They just get you caps or Wizards gear.
I'm officially the easiest person on the planet.
It's true.
To buy for, as you mentioned. Anything with caps or Wizards, I'm all about it. It's easy.
I do like it, though. It is
a
nice shirt.
Thank you.
I would say you can use it to play golf, but yeah, I think your golf season's over.
I think it's pretty much done. Unless some sort of tasty opportunity comes along in the next month or so, pretty much done with golf for 2018.
Speaking of golf, we will mention the Tiger Woods Invitational. That's what I will call it, which is going down this weekend at TPC at Avenel.
Yes.
In Potomac, whatever the heck they're calling the course now.
Yep. TPC Potomac, I believe.
Barry Svrluga is going to join us at 8:40. We'll talk a little bit about that with him. Mike Rizzo is going to join us. He's usually on Wednesdays, but he was rescheduled for today. He will join us at 9 as we dive into the Nationals, who, of course, have been struggling. They start a four-game series with the Phillies today.
By the way, I hope you guys understand that we are in the presence of a golf expert known as Matt Myers, also known as Matt Valdez. If you go to his Twitter, he has, I think right at the top, on NBC Sports Washington. Actually, it's actually on the mothership on NBCSports.com. 2018 Quicken Loans National Expert Picks, Predictions, Analysis, and Sleepers. And Matt Valdez is one of the guys giving the picks.
I really went out on a limb. I picked Tiger for his tournament.
Well, the truth is, and this is what Barry's talking about, it's kind of a sad week in a lot of ways because this is probably it. There's no spots on the calendar left. Quicken Loans, I guess, decided that they wanted a spot in Detroit. That's going to take this calendar spot next year. They've struggled to find sponsors. Frankly, they've struggled to get quality fields together.
By the way, that's nubs. If you're losing out to Detroit in anything, why would they choose Detroit over the D.C. area? Now the easy answer is that Dan Gilbert, I believe, has a huge business interest in Detroit and Cleveland in the Midwest. With Quicken Loans, obviously, and other businesses.
You go where the money is.
Yeah, he's looking to bring it to basically his wheelhouse.
And that's where the sponsors want to go. Yeah. And the fact is, and I've helped promote this tournament, and I believe in this tournament, and I will, attend the event and go see Tiger Woods. Anytime Tiger's playing, I'm going to be there. But it's a very weak field.
It's gotten weaker and weaker over the years.
Might be the weakest field on tour this year. Because beyond Tiger, the only other really sort of big name is Ricky Fowler, and he's a big one. But after that, there is a huge drop off.
And the only reason he's playing is because he's a Quicken Loans spokesman.
Right. So it's kind of sad because there is a pretty great tradition of golf here, in this area. And certainly to at least have, if you're not hosting a major every 8 or 9 years or whatever it is, you had your annual event. And we're not going to have that now. And I know that the congressional members are sort of over it. That's why they wanted to do it every other year. I think Avenel, those guys over there, they were happy to have it. But I don't know, man. It's sad. I think we've all kind of taken it for granted, and it's going to go away. This is the last week of it.
Going back to the Matt Valdez
thing. In the indefinite future.
Who are the other experts, and where can people find this? Besides just going to at Matt_Valdez on Twitter.
Just go to NBCSports.com. Go to the mothership and go to the golf section, and it's right there.
And so are the other experts, people that we see on TV.
Here's your list of other experts. Chris Garozzi from the Fantasy Fix. Jeff Feinberg, fantasy golf expert. Garrett Johnston, NBC Sports Washington. Kenny Kim, this is my favorite one. Fantasy Golf Degenerates podcast, okay, which I like. Troy Machir, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, from NBC Sports Washington. And, of course, Doug McKinney, who did a guest spot on the show yesterday.
Doug's the one who asked me if I wanted to put together something.
Nice.
And then
Doug's Q rating going up big time.
And then the first one I did was for the U.S. Open. And so he had me doing, I guess he liked what I had to say, and he asked me to do another one.
And by the way, the opening line.
It's so big time.
Yeah, you got to listen to this.
It's very big time. I've had the luxury of playing TPC Avenel over 20 times. It's an amazing course. Fair but tough. You're penalized for poor shots, and the rough is thick. You're playing for par if you're wayward off the tee.
I had to whip it out for all the guys who are on the preview. I had to show them who was boss.
And I love it at the end how he sneaks in a sponsor. Valdez says, hoping the new TaylorMade mallet makes a difference and every weekend duffer will be racing to golf them to buy one. So he even gets the sponsor hustle on, which
somebody's
I love.
Somebody's trying to get some free gear.
Free gear and free golf.
That's so obvious, everything he's doing there. Ridiculous, yeah. Everything's an angle.
Hey, don't hate the game.
I learned from the best, Eric.
And then another angle for the sleeper pick, of course, he goes to Denny McCarthy.
Right.
Because he wants to play up to the local guy, which I like.
Right. I like it. Hell, Denny's a great player, but the field is such that Denny could absolutely break through.
Who was the guy
week?
You were tweeting about, EB, that was like an Asian swinging like...
I don't know his name, but he's playing on the Korean tour.
He was swinging like Ichiro.
He was on the Kim Jong-un tour.
Did you see the tweets yet, Cakes? I mean, it's unbelievable. This guy's swinging. And the one tournament where
it was like Happy Gilmore.
Where he went viral. Oh, really? He see if I can find it for you, Cakes. He was like 10 under in the tournament. He was 2 back of the lead.
Wow.
Now, his histrionics do appear to happen after he hits the ball.
Yeah, it's actually not that dissimilar from like Gary Player and some of these guys that walk through the ball. It's essentially what he's doing to get his weight through it. But it's completely exaggerated, and
it looked wacky.
Yes.
But that's the type of player that's playing.
He's like holding off his swing so his club face doesn't shut on the ball. So here you go, Cakes. So he doesn't like hook it.
This is your man right here. This should be your idol. This is a professional player on the Korean tour.
Cakes is looking at it and just laughing.
Hey, is it giving him results?
He's
cashing? Is he making money on the tour?
Well, he definitely did in the one tournament where he was 10 under and he was 2 back. But he's just got he's got like a Gary Player.
Look,
Chichi Rodriguez.
He has an unorthodox swing, but apparently it works for him.
You know, yeah. A lot of people joned on Ichiro when he broke into Major League Baseball because it looked like he was running towards first base when he was slapping at the ball.
Right.
3,000 hits later, I don't think they're laughing.
Right. Right. No, I got a kick out of that. I could watch that dude swing. His name is Ho-Sung Choi. If you want to Google him.
He's in the field at the Quicken
Loan? No.
I thought he
was in the field.
No, he was somebody who went viral about a week or two ago.
Got it.
He was on television on one of the Korean tours.
Gotcha.
Maybe even the Japanese tour.
I do know that Tiger plays at 120 today, and I think Ricky Fowler is just before him. That's when you're going to have your biggest crowds.
Right. Right. And listen, I really think everybody should get out there and see Tiger this week. And it'd be great if you could get something going.
What day are you going out?
I don't know yet. I'm just super busy.
You have credentials for all 4 days, right?
I hope. I don't even need the credentials to go. I'll pay $20, whatever it takes. It doesn't matter. You know, I have the contact person.
Well, I thought you were taking pictures.
I don't feel like lugging that thing around this year. I really don't. But I just want to go out there and see Tiger.
I'll be out there on Saturday. Now, Tiger may not make it to Saturday, but
yeah.
But
you never know.
Meet up.
Yeah. I really am kind of melancholy that this is the end. I mean, I have a tradition going back when I was, 14, 15 years old going. I can remember my dad taking me to Congressional with the old Kemper Open, and he would just kind of sit under a tree and he'd watch one hole.
I mean, it's hot. There's a lot of walking. So I can understand your pops wanting to sit under
the tree.
Well,
he wasn't a golfer at all, or even a golf fan.
He was taking his son.
He would just take his son. He would sit under a tree, and he would just watch putts all day on, like, one hole. He'd become the expert of that hole.
Right. And get a silly read on it.
Yeah, and I would just walk around and follow. You know, I follow Shark.
By the way, I am at a point
John
in my,
Daly
in my golfing career where I refuse to even try to read a putt. I will just ask somebody who's in my foursome, "What does this do?" And then as soon as they give me just half a read, I'll go up and hit it and be the guinea pig for everybody else.
Right?
I can't. I'm sure I can read a green.
You'll hit it 5 feet right to the
reed. Go? Are you kidding me?
Valdez is still upset. Unless he's still upset about the Purple Heart Open that Cakes was putting poorly.
He should. That's what he should expect.
I know.
Maybe but being a poor putter.
He slides in that you putted 5 feet to the right.
I'm not upset.
The
I'm joning to the fact right. that Cakes can't hit a ball within a 5 inch
in
circumference
words,
of where
thing,
I point.
It's one thing. There's two factors in putting, obviously. Well, these are real basic. You got to have an idea of which direction the putt's going, and then you have to actually. The simplest thing is you got to putt it to where you're aimed.
I have problems with both of those. Yeah,
Cakes is pushing it.
Cakes is not. He,
and
like, even
speed
if you
as
give
well.
Him the line, he's not putting it where the line. He's just, it's going anywhere.
Plus, I stubbed my putter at least once. It's just a full on goat rodeo.
You play twice a year.
Yeah. He just doesn't care.
That you just hit on it. You just nailed it.
There was a time when Cakes cared. I mean, we played a lot of golf, you know, in our 20s. Our teens and our 20s.
Those are the salad days.
No, he punted everything, as I mentioned. He played tennis 3-4 times a week in high school, and he said he's played about 10 times since.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I have other interests at this point.
He's a poker pro now, which, speaking of.
Not a pro.
Speaking of, poker ambassador.
Poker ambassador for MGM National
Harvard.
I
got a text from yesterday from Brett, and he said, "We got a sweat here."
"Hey, EB, I'm making a deep run."
He said, "We got a sweat here," and I go, "What's going on?" And he flew out to Vegas on a last minute thing on a lark.
Yeah.
And he said there were 234 left in this, you know, one of the smaller buy in events.
Right.
And he said Scotty Wynn's sitting to my left, and I can't remember who the other guy was sitting to his right behind him. Actually behind him, not the same deck table at that point.
Right.
And we went back and forth a little bit. And I was congratulating him. And then I just texted him this morning. There are only 30 left, and he's still got some chips. Now, he doesn't have a big stack.
Yeah.
He's got about 20 big blinds.
Go,
and what does that mean? He has to win it to advance to the main event?
No.
They're just small. There are 45 leading up to the main event.
Yeah.
So like a $1,500 event, you know, a bunch of those. There's some, you know, a bunch of other $10,000 events. There's like $20,000, $50,000 events.
How many entries were there?
There were over 1,000.
And he's in the last 35?
He's in the last 30.
So he's getting paid. It's a lock he's
getting
paid.
I don't know what he's getting paid. He definitely made the money. You'd have to figure that out. Usually the top 10% get paid.
10%.
So he's probably going to get a decent check.
Yeah. Did he tell you the buy-in, or wasn't you're not sure?
No, he just said one of the smaller buy-ins.
Okay.
So my guess is there's probably a $1,500 event.
Done for Brett Oliveira.
But it's still a nice payoff.
A lot of these $1,500 events, let's say he luck boxes and he doubles up a few times, a lot of these pay out over $1 million.
Yeah.
You know?
He's gonna have a nice score.
He may call in. He said he may call in. We could call him if you want. Because they just broke the table for the day. So congrats to our old producer, Brett Oliveira, making a deep run.
Make that run, Brett.
How cool is that?
Good luck to you, sir.
So yesterday I actually invested a good amount of time with the World Cup and watched with the kids. And I got to tell you, even though Mexico didn't come through, because they were able to just rely on Korea.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Well, I should have faded AWOD's picks. I got swept up in AWOD's stupid picks yesterday. I went with both favorites and parlayed them, and I lost my mind.
Be
I said,
off.
I'm going to do it for 100, and both teams got boat raced.
Yeah.
You know what? No more AWOD picks. His picks are finished.
I know EB wants the game stacked so you could have, you know,
well, I'd like to watch more of them.
Instead of two games at 10 and two games at two, have four games spread out throughout the day. But I liked it because I just went back and forth. I just went back and forth. I was watching Mexico for a while. Now all of a sudden it's 3-0. Then you put on the other game. It's exciting. And then they're scrambling. They pulled their goalie. I mean, you never see a soccer goalie pulled. He was all the way down.
It's
the
very
field.
Rare.
And once they beat him, just boom, kicked it to the other side and it was over.
So I said I was officially out after losing 100 yesterday. I walked into the producer's area this morning and I said, no more World Cup betting. And then Drab T-shirt comes to me 20 minutes later. And he's basically guaranteeing a World Cup victory.
By who?
I'm going to tell you next. That's called a World Cup tease for all the D-gens out there. Drab T-shirt is going to give his Stone Cold World Cup
lock. Is he going to give you drab assurance?
That's what you know.
I don't think he's in the business. I don't think he's in the business of drab shirts.
Are you going to give him drab shirts?
He's very resolute with this pick.
I'm on to something here.
You are?
So I may have to jump back in after I said I was.
All right, I want to hear. Should I get in on this?
I don't know.
Because I like, you know what I like? Sure thing.
It's going to be a smaller play. I'm not going crazy for a hundy like I did yesterday on AWOD's. Terrible picks.
All right,
we'll get to that. Plus, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page. A lot of news locally. Jason Wirth retires. We'll get into the Norris Jenkins situation.
Who's news on that?
Yeah, they charged somebody.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah, so we'll get into all that and more right here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the show, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. You can join us for our summer dress party. It's coming up Saturday, July 14th at Whitlow's on Wilson, starting at 4 p.m. Whitlow's on Wilson, where it's good times with good friends. Get all of your details at thefandc.com/summer. Second time at Whitlow's on Wilson. We're looking forward to seeing everybody there on the 14th. It's always a great time. Summer dress party is looming just over 2 weeks away.
You know, so we got more information. One of our buddies, Matt Chang, mm-hmm. Big gambler.
He's a big-time poker guy.
Comes out to all the JPOs. He sent us the link to where you can actually look up Brett, and he's playing in a $3,000 buy-in.
That's right. He's playing in event number 54 at the WSOP in Vegas. Big blind antes. $3,000 no limit hold'em event.
Yeah, and he is he's 24th in chips. There's 30 left. He's got, like you said, about 20 big blinds, a little less than that maybe. But he's already tripled his money because his $3,000 buy-in between 28th and 36th place cashes $12,399. So he's already basically up 10K.
And hopefully he can move up. He can recharge his batteries and get ready. We're going to talk to him coming up in 20 minutes.
That is an awesome
accomplishment. It's seed money for the new addition at Sup Dogs ECU.
That's more money than you're willing to bet in the World Cup, Cakes. Now, you teased us with your lock.
Are you kidding?
Your mortal lock.
I think
from
the
drab.
Most I'm willing to wager today, because I've been stung with my last two or three bets, is like $25. Maybe 50 if it's a real guaranteed win in a drab T-shirt.
Listening to the Yahoos in the production studio the last couple days, and I haven't been betting.
Yeah.
But I heard AWOD really adamant about Mexico yesterday. I heard.
And Germany.
Big on Russia the day before.
Yeah, that's true.
Not really feeling that production studio, but Drab, what are you feeling today?
Drab's got some rationale behind this one.
The last 2 days, I've whiffed completely, and I felt in my account.
Yes.
I have $0 in my account at this point.
Do you need a loan?
No.
You're good?
I'm just going to give you guys some information here. You guys can do it what you want. Those were tingle plays the last couple days. This is not a tingle play. This
I like
is crunching
tingle plays.
Numbers.
Okay. This is science that we're talking about here.
Eric, pay attention.
I'm listening.
In Group G, that is England and Belgium's group. Right.
Correct. Now, teams with 6 points.
With 6 points.
Right.
They play each other today at 2 o'clock.
Correct.
Obviously,
to see who's top in the group.
To see who's top in the group. They've each scored 8 goals, and they've each given up 2 goals. So their goal differential is 6. Those all go into the tiebreakers.
Okay.
The reason now it's why all about matchups, right?
Matchups. If whoever wins the group has a much more difficult path to winning the World Cup than the team that finishes second.
Why?
Because whoever wins the group, the way it's looking right now, is probably going to play Colombia in the Sweet 16 or whatever you call
right.
it, and then they're going to play either Brazil or Mexico after that.
Okay.
In the quarters.
Whoever finishes second in the group will play most likely Japan first, and then they'll play the winner of Switzerland and Sweden.
That'd be the easier path.
Much easier path.
So who's going to tank?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think there's going to be a tank. I think they're going to play so conservative, they're going to go to a draw. And I would bet all the money I have on the under. No one's going to be pushing to score goals today. It's either going to be 1-1 or 0-0, nil-nil. But here's what I would also find a way to bet on. You got to find a way to bet on yellow cards. Because the third tiebreaker.
Hold on.
Just listen to this. The third tiebreaker.
I'll bet on them.
Is yellow card.
Play Ocean Avenue immediately.
Belgium has three so far in the tournament. England has two. If they have the same amount of points, same amount of goal differential, they go to the. It's dumb. They go to FIFA Fair Play.
Right.
Which is the fewest yellow cards?
You fewest yellow cards. So I think England's going to come out there right away and start tackling guys and trying to even up those yellow cards, and then it'll just be sloppy after that. So, I don't know. That's
not a bad theory.
It's going to be a draw.
So how are you betting since your account has been felted? You put more money in?
I'm not.
He's giving out a winner.
Okay. I'm just giving out a freebie.
Yeah. Right. Attention dollars.
All right. So the bet is bet a draw
and
bet the under.
Yeah.
That's the parlay.
Now, that's
the parlay move.
Valdez explained some two and a half thing I didn't really understand.
So my site has Asian handicap.
Okay.
And what that means is half your bet is put on two goals. The other half your bet's put on 2.5 goals. So if it is a 1-1 draw, I end up basically winning half of my bet, and then I get my money back as well.
But if there's only one goal scored,
then you win two, and you win 2.5.
Because the number's two.
Well, what Asian handicap does is
no, I understand what Asian handicap does, but what is the under?
It's 2.5.
Not the Asian handicap bet. I'm just saying the general bet is the under is 2, right?
It's 2.5.
I don't get that.
He's saying there is no
there's
general.
No way
there's no general
the
number.
Way.
Your bet split into two bets.
No, I understand your bet.
Okay.
I understand it completely. I'm asking in general, what is the over under?
2.5.
He's saying there's no other way to bet it other than the Asian handicap.
Yeah, there is no 2 and there is no 2.5. Now you can probably find
it's a hybrid bet.
Yeah, now you can probably find a 3 out there, but you're probably laying like 180 for it or something.
Gotcha.
All right, should mention, today is Open Line Thursday.
It is, yes.
You can call in throughout the show at 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister Lines.
Bet it
lines
all.
Are open. You could talk World Cup gambling. You could talk about the Nats who've been struggling. You could talk about anything you want. But right now, let's open up the Junkie Sports page to fill you in what's happening. Jason Worth is retired. Jason Worth, of course, moved on from the Washington Nationals.
Good
riddance.
This is
really news.
39 years of age. He was playing for a Class AAA Tacoma, grasping, had a hamstring strain, which was minor, but he wondered if it was a sign, and he didn't want to mess with potentially getting injured worse, and he figured time to check out.
Yeah.
Said it was a tough choice, but time to check out.
I thought, you know, he had a fine tenure here. You know, they didn't win any playoff series when he was here, but, you know, he had the big homer, the biggest hit in Nats history, I guess, is what people are saying these days. You know, but he was a surly guy, certainly to radio and TV people, I think, in general. Although I think if you're there every day, you could develop a relationship with him. But if you were an outsider, man, he did not suffer fools.
No, and he did help them win 4 division titles. Like you said, they never won a series, but... Especially given the fact that at the time he was signed, it seemed like a ridiculous amount of money for Jason Worth, but it ended up being a fine deal for him, 7 years, $126 million.
They brought him in for leadership, change the culture and those sorts of things, and I think he did that. He mentored Bryce, you know, in those first few, you know, 4 or 5 years of his career. So you know, I guess I don't have a negative thing about Jason other than I just didn't like the way he treated people. Now, some people say he treated them great. I think if you were there every day and you got to develop a relationship with him, then I think he was fine.
Sound like he just despised.
But if you were an outsider, you didn't really get size.
Sound like he just was not a big fan of the cameras for the most part, but he would make time, like if you were a writer.
I mean, well, that's definitely true.
He would just give you all the time that you needed.
I saw him in the Bahamas. We were at the when we went to Atlantis. I was there with my in-laws, and my kids were size. They were young, right? So they're probably like 8 or 9. My son was probably maybe 9 or 10. It just come to these. Maybe my son was 12. My middle daughter was probably like, I don't know, 7, whatever it was, and went up and asked for an autograph. And then he said, sure. And he started to sign the autograph. And then my mother-in-law started to take a picture. And the quote was, I'll never forget it, no pictures, Grandma. He doesn't get sized for cameras.
Yeah, he's not
a
fan.
It was a little kid. You know, it's fine. We're not going to do what you don't want.
Maybe he's
just doesn't get sized.
Here's my read on him. Technophobe. Jason Wirth.
No, I don't.
Doesn't like technology. Get sized.
My bigger read is surly.
The bigger component.
I couldn't think of anything more harmless than a grandmother wanting to take a picture of her grandchild getting an autograph from Jason Wirth.
Right.
But, okay. No pictures.
We're focusing on the gambling side of the World Cup, just to fill you in.
Yeah, on the fun side.
In terms of teams advancing yesterday, Mexico was thumped by Sweden 3-0, but they advanced because Germany was upset by Korea.
The Mexicans were so butt-sized outside of the stadium. Did you see they went and grabbed like one of the South Korean supporters and were like hoisting him up on their shoulders and throwing him around, just like partying left and right with any South Korean they could find yesterday at the event. They were pumped.
And your weekend schedule, the round of 16, is taking shape. So Saturday, you're going to have France versus Argentina at 10, and you're going to have Uruguay versus Portugal at 2. Sunday, you've got Spain versus Russia. That's in Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
That's some serious home field advantage.
It's nice.
And then Croatia versus Denmark. And then the other two aren't set for Monday and Tuesday. But that's instead of like the four games, 2 at 10, mm-hmm. 2 at 2, it's going to shift to 1 game at 10, 1 game at 2. You'll have games Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Right. Good.
The Washington Capitals, we were just talking about this a day or two ago, that it looked like Devontae Smith-Pelly would be gone. Nope. He's apparently on the verge of a one-year, $1 million extension.
Sounds like he turned down at least two more lucrative offers to take less money to play for the Caps to defend the Cup title, which I love.
Great. That is great.
That is awesome.
I didn't think he would necessarily do that. But they said I heard this morning, too, that he had two other offers, one even for a longer term. And more money, and another, like I think maybe a one-year deal for a little more money.
Maybe he's just young enough at this point in his career where he's fine with taking a little bit less,
improving
his market value, and trying to win another cup here.
Yeah, establish a base here. The fan base loves him.
Yep.
He obviously fits in well with the system. Works for him. I think it's a smart move on his part. You know, props to him. I don't think it's officially signed yet.
No.
But I think...
they say on the verge.
I think it's close.
And, of course, he scored 7 goals, even strength goals, in the 24 playoff games, which equaled his regular season total.
3 in the last 3.
Yep. The brother of Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins, William Jenkins, has been charged with aggravated manslaughter after a body was found Tuesday at the player's house in Fairlawn, New Jersey. The body was identified as Roosevelt Renee, a 25-year-old, a family friend who had been living at the house.
I've been in the house most of the time.
William Jenkins was in custody. Norris Jenkins was in Florida at the time for workouts. EB asked me if this was the guy who was on the plane that was acting suspicious. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. That was the story where somebody was claiming to be Janoris Jenkins' brother and was acting weird.
Right.
I would guess same guy,
but this
story doesn't confirm that.
No word on what the beef was or what the hell. It was just a domestic thing that went bad.
I would imagine so. It was a strangulation, right?
Yes.
Strangulation, suffocation.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's getting Rick.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
That's pretty premeditated, too. When you strangle someone.
He had a record. He was arrested on drug charges in 2006, again in 2011. He was paroled from prison in July 2016.
For just drug violations? That doesn't necessarily indicate that the next move is a violent crime, though.
True, but he spent some good prison time in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Not good.
Strangling somebody, by the way, is a very up close and intimate way to kill somebody.
Yeah, there's no
doubt. You're getting
right
up in there.
That's premeditated. You know what I mean? I don't know how you could get away. How could you get away from it not being
out?
You're strangling someone. You're intending to kill them.
Tomorrow is the day. I'm not sure the exact time. It might be 12 o'clock. It's the deadline for guys to re-up with their teams in the NBA. And everybody's trying to figure out what's going on with LeBron. There are more and more signs that he's going to go to the Lakers.
So hold on. Slow down. So if he doesn't, what happens if he doesn't sign with the Cavs by the deadline?
Well, you're just a free agent. You could do like Devontae Smith-Pelly. You could still sign.
Right.
It's not a lock, but, you know, obviously the Cleveland Cavaliers would love him to sign his extension now.
Right. No, he's
hitting the market.
I think he's gonna ride this out a little bit. The guy loves him some attention.
Well, a couple of indicators. NBA Reddit has supposedly information from one of LeBron James's friends.
Sure, it does.
Who's known as Cuffs the Legend. Here's the deal. Cuffs the Legend called the Cleveland thing, the return to Cleveland, I'm coming home, the day before the Sports Illustrated piece came out with LeBron and the picture and I'm coming home.
Right.
And Cuffs the Legend says it's a lock. He's going to L.A.
Oh, really?
Another indicator, according to sources, LeBron James Jr., the 13-year-old superstar son, apparently very likely to enroll at Sierra Canyon School in L.A.
That's been out there for like 10 days.
Weeks.
Thaddeus, can we place a bet on your site as to where LeBron lands in free agency? Why not?
Bovada will have it. They always have it.
They'll have it.
But they'll have it like the max bet's $25.
I need to make a bet on that and the fact that Todd Reardon will be the next head coach of the Washington Capitals. Why aren't they announcing that he's going to be the guy? What are
that is weird, right?
What are they waiting for? I don't understand.
If that one falls apart, then it's going to get really weird. Like, if that one falls apart, that's like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work, because you're kind of thinking, oh, okay, we'd rather have Trotsky here because, you know, they won a cup with him. But at least they're bringing Reardon, who's been here the whole time,
right,
and he knows all the personnel.
Sure.
If they went outside that.
That would be weird.
That would be weird, and it would maybe give you a little pause.
Right.
You'd be maybe a little more anxious.
You know what I like, EB? Continuity. I like continuity.
Hey, I wanted Jason Campbell to come back.
Yeah, it's very true.
I'm big on continuity.
You're a big JC guy.
Yeah.
And last story to mention, I know Eric and I are very into the Shohei Ohtani story, the guy who was pitching and hitting the
massive
LA Angels. After living in fear for a month that he could be out of baseball until 2020, Angels fans finally heard some good news. There's a very good chance that Ohtani returns this season in a hitting-only role.
Yeah, but they're bringing back in DH role. It indicates he probably needs Tommy John, which means he's going to be out a year and a half at some point. You know, or they just punt the what makes him special.
Just becomes a hitter.
Yeah, what makes him special. I mean, he's still a great hitter, but what really makes him a freak is being that two-way player.
Yeah, I guess they want his bat, though.
They need some excitement because there is absolutely no buzz. All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to Neil in Woodbridge. Neil, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about the TPC earlier, and wanted to call in and say that my wife and I went to the Pro-Am yesterday. It was awesome.
Yeah, yeah? Who'd you follow?
So we went in and just got a bunch of the autographs. They were all practicing, so easy to get the autographs. But your girl Paige, she was following Ricky Fowler, and
Ricky, yeah.
I watched them at a couple of holes, and she was awesome. She was nailing the ball straight yesterday, and Ricky was really polite. The whole experience. It's gonna be sad to lose it to probably Detroit area, but it was an excellent experience yesterday.
Oh, cool!
Great,
cool. Well, I hope you enjoyed it because it's not gonna happen for a few years.
Yeah, take it in. Yeah,
I'm glad you went, Neil.
Yeah, and I know that the guys are teeing off at 1, Tiger and Ricky around that time, but getting out there early and seeing some of the lower-ranked players is always an experience, too, because you get to build relationships with everybody.
Right.
First off, yeah, Tiger tees off at 1:20. I think Ricky Fowler at 1:08.
I'm a big Andrew Putnam fan this week.
Oh, is that your pick?
It's my American, yes. Nobody's ever heard of him.
All right, it is
really hot.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
All right, it is Open Line Thursday. If you want to chime in, steer the show. 800-636-1067 is the number. Remember, Mike Grizzo, Nats GM, joins us today at 9 o'clock on The Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us at 9, but early in the show, EB mentioned he was having a back and forth with our former producer, Brett Oliverio.
And longtime friend.
At
Not
Brett
just producer,
Radio
friend.
On Twitter.
Yes.
And Brett apparently is participating in a poker tourney in Vegas. It was a $3,000 buy-in.
Big time.
And it's about 1,000 contestants, and he's down to the final 30.
It's a lot of crushes.
Contestants.
What's up? I know. 1,000 players. What's up, pal?
Props,
how are you, man?
Brett? Are they not contestants?
They're entrants.
What's up, guys?
All right, so
whatever,
Brett.
You poker nerds.
All right, so Brett, explain to people how this all came about, because I got a text out of nowhere. I was at my kid's piano recital yesterday, and Brett texts me, we got a sweat.
Nice.
And I go, what are we talking about here? And he's like,
wait a
yeah.
minute, you actually were on your phone during a recital?
Well.
I know. I'm
have you ever
joking.
Been to a recital?
Believe me.
So
thank God for cell phones.
Generally speaking, if someone texts me, I'm going to answer it regardless of where I am. And anyway, and he says, yeah, I flew out last minute decision. Tell us what got into you, who convinced you. Yeah, I know this is what, your third or fourth event? I know you've entered the Colossus a couple times.
And are you staked, or is this all Brett's money coming your way?
Oh, this is all Brett, cash? If I'm guessing. This is all Brett.
Yeah, no, I just bought in. I mean, I really wanted to play the main event, but right. I sort of got cold feet. I mean, $10,000, that's just a show.
Right.
Especially now I have a daughter. It's just, yeah,
right.
10K the show.
Yeah, right.
So Jenny, my wife Jenny, was like, "Yeah, just go do it." So I sort of just booked a flight, and I still have a free hotel here at the Rio from playing blackjack with Rom years ago.
You're kidding?
Hold on, you still have dividends from playing with Rom from years back? That's amazing.
So I got like 3 or 4 nights free here at the Rio.
Did Hales and, come, or did you literally go by yourself?
I just came solo. I invited him. I told him to come, but
right.
And then Rom was out here a couple days ago, but he got felted.
Shocker!
So,
boys want to go skiing with me.
So go ahead.
So yeah, we're down to 30 or 31 players. It started off with over 1,000. I just been grinding this little nubby stack all day for 12 hours.
See, I can't believe you did that, Brett, because I'm so impatient with a stack of that size. Any sort of pair or big ace, I'm getting that stack in there. But it sounds like you nursed that thing.
I did, literally for 12 hours.
That's crazy.
And by the way, that's not Brett's style typically. Right. Brett likes to get after it, get into a lot of hands.
I like to splash around in the pots.
Yeah.
The players, I swear to God, the players at the World Series of Poker are worse than the players in the JPO.
I love that.
JPO, you have, I think you have a lot of guys that play all the time. Home right. game guys.
Yeah. Right, right.
The JPO is just, I don't know, it's just a better players and feels like it's better run.
So you're saying that field you're in a bunch of donks.
Just total donks.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's why I've been able to make this deep run.
Well, that's what I found. Go ahead. Well, I don't want to interrupt you. But the one time I made a run at the JPO, I used to go with this, once I get down to X big blinds, I'm going to just start getting it in. And then I said, it was never working for me. Finally, I said, I'm just going to nub this stack.
Right.
And that's what ultimately worked for me. Just take your time. Be patient.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I played with a lot with Scotty Wynn today. He was pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
He's the guy that's like, hey, baby.
Yeah.
He was doing his whole baby shtick all night long, talking about all these women he's banged. And, but he was fun. It was fun to play. Norm McDonald.
Right.
He was in the tournament. Who else? Bunch of pros. Bunch of poker pros. But I don't know. It's been awesome.
Has anybody at the table ricked you? Have you berated anybody?
I think you've
reined that in over the years. You've matured a bit. But
I have reined it in, but one guy, one foreign dude, put me on tilt. Like, I went up to go to the bathroom,
yeah.
And he didn't like that, like, I was sort of mucking at a turn.
Right.
And he's like, what are you? And he just kind of yelled at me, and it pissed me off. I'm like, and this was like day one. I'm like, we're not at the final table. Plus, every guy in this tournament is like, I'm just so glad I don't really play poker anymore because these people are miserable.
Yeah.
They're just fat and smelly and ugly and like kind of rude.
Right.
And it's just, I don't know. Poker players are.
I've always seen that, Brett, and yet that's the life which Cakes is aspiring to.
These are my people. These are my people that Brett is talking about. It's his only.
Well,
hobby.
Not where Cakes plays. I'm talking about here at the World Series, not where Cakes plays.
Right. I play in a classy establishment.
Let me ask you a little bit of a geeky question. Like, are you
upscale casino?
Yes, are you making any moves at all? Are you Have you made any
Zero.
Big bluffs?
Zero.
You're
I'm literally
silly.
Waiting for.
You're playing nuts
like,
and
I'm literally
poker.
Doing nothing.
Yeah, that's
I
great.
I love it.
Right, and see what you know. What it's, Mike Mattisau was raging, and I was worried that this might affect you the other day.
that they're allowing so many late registrations, like even on day two of these events, that somebody made a side bet that you could late reg, not play a hand, and still cash, and the guy did.
Really?
The guy didn't play a hand. He did a $10,000 prop bet that he could late register as late as possible, not play a hand, and he was left with 200 chips, and he cashed.
He just got blinded out.
Yes.
Blinded out into the cash.
And he cashed, yeah. It's did you see a lot of that? Was there a lot of late registering in your event?
Yeah, you could register till like midnight on day one.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of throws a wrinkle in it, but I mean, I just basically came out here for, to have a sweat and just have some fun.
Brett,
it's been cool.
Here's what you need. How soon until you go back to the table?
Tomorrow. I haven't slept yet.
Oh, tomorrow.
So 2 p.m. Vegas time.
All right, well, hopefully,
that's today.
Hopefully you're seated with the chip leader because I'm looking at the chip counts. Jonathan Abdelatif from Belgium?
Yeah, I was playing with... I was playing with that dude all night.
You need to take a big chunk out of him.
Was he just luck boxing his way in?
He's at 2.7.
I mean, he would play like, you know, Jack 7 offsuit, flop a straight. I mean, it was just a show. He was literally felting everyone.
Oh, my
God.
He's on a mega.
By the way, is there anything funnier? I feel like you guys haven't addressed it enough. Cakes calling Tucker Barnes topper shut to his face.
Brett, I'm telling you, it was one of the most awkward moments of my life.
That's the funniest story.
And the worst part,
because you know
Brett,
how much that tilts him.
Brett, the worst part about it was he thought I was doing a bit at first. And I could have played along if I had caught it in time, but I didn't. I wasn't able to roll with the punches, and it got even more awkward the longer I was there talking to him. I don't think I can ever speak to him again.
Yeah.
But it was my fault.
The thing people don't understand is, I mean, no disrespect, but these guys are desperate to be recognized.
Right.
And for Cakes to then call him his rival.
Yeah. By his
full
name.
TV people are like on a whole different level of like wanting to be famous.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyone in media has an ego.
Yeah, everyone has an ego, but TV ego is crazy.
I really don't know why Cakes used the full name, too. Like, I don't
know
either. If I saw Tucker, I would say, what's up, Tucker? I can't even use being drunk as an excuse. I had one
Copper
beer before
shut.
I talked to him. That was it.
So,
can we also, by the way, as a listener now, can we get a whole segment on Jason's finances? How is he busto?
Something's going on.
I don't know what's going
on. How is he busto? And by the way, the number one question I get from people that visit Sup Dogs in North Carolina, literally I get this once a month from people that are passing through. The first question every time, how much money do the junkies make? That's literally the first question everybody asks me.
Hey, here's the answer. Not enough. Exactly. Yeah. JP nailed it.
Yeah. Well, you can always make more, but put it this way. The boys have been handsomely rewarded for years, and for Jason to be allegedly busto, first of all, I'm not buying it. It's all in how you – Jason, I know, has a large stash of money that he doesn't want to touch, and so that's what he's considering being busto.
Well, maybe he's touched it. I mean, is he like
– I don't know.
I don't think so. I think he's just – a little overextended, and he doesn't want to touch a large sum of money he has set aside.
Hey, Brett, I know this. I know I'm not walking out of the Rio with a minimum of $12K in my pocket. Like the guy on the other end of this phone is.
How excited are you, dude? Dude, well, how much did you make when you went to Costa Rica when you did that trip?
50.
But that was 50,000. But keep in mind, I was 24.
Right.
And not making much money at all.
That was a huge score. But I forgot it was that much.
50. Yeah, he made 50.
Yeah.
That was.
But I had to pay like 18 in taxes, so it went away quick.
Yeah, but still. All right, so you netted 32. That's still
that's
crazy.
A good point. Are they going to tax you right at the window when you collect your winnings?
I have no idea.
That's better that they do.
It's over 10, right?
It's better that they do, because then, you know,
that's
be done with it.
That's true.
Yeah, I would much rather do that, because otherwise Cakes, you just won't report it, and then you're going to be in trouble.
Cakes would be so shady.
Why are the guns
He'd ask to get paid in chips.
Hello, I'm not the one making a five-figure score today.
Right.
It's Brett.
Right. God, it's so awesome, dude. Listen, if you bust out, you booked this trip for 4 or 5 days. Are you gonna play another one now? Because you're free-rolling now.
Jenny gave me the okay to play. There's a six-handed event tomorrow, but it's a $5,000 buy-in. I don't think
that's
going to
be wild. Six-handed is going to be wild.
Okay, you might not, but if you cash like top five, you're going to be in that field.
Oh, I don't know. Dude, it's so hard to play 12 hours a day.
Right.
It's literally.
What are you doing? Yeah, are you just crushing Red Bulls?
coffee, Red Bull, but then I have to pee all the time. And I'm like never at my seat.
You're not drinking while you're playing, are you?
No, I'm not.
How many
energy?
I've
actually been pummeling 5 hours.
Don't get crazy.
Don't overdo it.
What percentage of the players are actually boozing? Or are people, keeping it together?
Zero.
Really?
Zero.
Everybody's serious.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, this is so hardcore.
The money's getting too big now for people to just be cracking Bud Lights and pouring them in their face.
I mean, you've seen Scotty Wynn drinking before.
Yeah, but that guy, how many plates does he have?
He was the only one in the field drinking.
Right.
He was.
He was it.
Exactly.
If Brett wins, he can book Rihanna for doggy jams.
Yeah.
Right.
And then someone busted Scotty with, a terrible hand, and he got all bitter and was grilling him.
Right. Right.
So it's been a cool experience. It's been awesome.
Dude, we gotta
Brett, go. You guys gotta come. Literally, you guys have to come play with. We gotta take a trip next year.
I know.
We'll
do it.
These tournaments are made for you and Cakes.
I'm sized.
I know. If you playing snug is good.
Oh, I'm there.
I'm good.
All right, Brett. Best of luck. Thanks for calling.
All right,
keep
me updated, brother.
All right, guys.
Pass the sugar, Brett.
You guys.
Pass the sugar.
All right,
by the way, if people want to follow along, they can follow along on our Twitters, or you can go to WSOP.com, and Brett is playing in event number 54.
How cool is that?
It's great.
That is so cool.
If he double or triples up, he's going to have a six-figure payday.
Right. Ooh.
I mean,
silly.
Top five makes $118,000.
And just think, you were sized that you won $6 off yesterday from the bet book.
Of course. If I want $118,000, I'd have to have the tighter pants.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067.
Go.
Open line Thursday here on The Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.